This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I'm in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. Rode my bike over here with Jules to visit Noah Leff, who has a company called Victory Chicken. We'll talk about that in a little while. And make sure you go to my website and Facebook and Yahoo channel, where I'll remind you to go to victorychickenco.com, and where I'll also have some pictures and video of the setup here. He lives in a nice part of Brooklyn. Across the street is a community garden, but he also has his own little space here. And there's lots of chickens to look at and lots of cool coops. And Noah's really interested in sharing that with other folk. Thanks for having me over, Noah.
Oh, thanks for coming out.
Tell me a little bit about how you got started in chickens.
Yeah, it was actually the garden that got me going with Victory Chicken. We got some chickens in the garden about 4 years ago. It was part of the Just Food City Chicken project. They gave us a very generous donation of about 8 chickens and a coop, which they helped us set up. And since then, we've been keeping chickens over there. And it's been a really great experience.
Was there some skepticism over there?
There was a little bit of skepticism, because most, and this is including from myself, because many of us hadn't really raised chickens before, grew up in cities, and didn't think of cities as a place where you could raise chickens. So yeah, we were skeptical, but we also thought it sounded like a really neat idea. Coop's biggest proponent in the garden was Greg Anderson, who's a big New York City chicken person. And he seemed pretty confident that it would be a lot of fun, and so we decided to give it a whirl.
So describe to me how fun it turned out to be.
It's a lot more fun than even I imagined it would be. What I hadn't realized about chickens is how much fun they are to keep as pets, and how much personality they have, and just how hilarious they are. So we have 7 over there now.
They run around the garden, or mostly stay in the coop?
Well, we've got a coop, and then we've got an attached run, and then we let them out into the garden pretty frequently, but we have to supervise them,
right,
because we
right.
don't want them to eat, the plants we're trying to grow over there. They do. They eat bugs, and we compost all their manure, which is great because it just makes rocket fuel for the plants. Yeah, and it's nice. We've got a nice little ecosystem because they make this incredible manure, and then the worms break down the manure. We feed the worms to the chickens, then we take the manure and feed it to the plants. We feed the plants to the chickens, and the chickens make more manure. It's this cool little ecosystem.
And you have, it's all hens over there, right? That's the standard,
right? Oh, yeah. I mean, Victory Chicken strictly traffics in hens, roosters
right.
being not quite legal in
right.
New York City.
So at what point did you decide to have chickens in your yard?
After seeing how easy it was, I decided I wanted to give it a roll for myself. And that was around the same time I decided I wanted to try out Victory Chicken as a company. So I decided to make myself the first customer. And so the coop I have is the prototype for the Rosie coop, which is the standard coop we provide. Figured I should try it out, and what better way to learn about the business than...
So you thought about the business first. So it was the community garden was a real success, and you started to think about chickens, and then started to think about the business, and you tested it out in yourself. So tell me, what was the lightning bolt moment with you and the business and what you envisioned?
Probably it was on one of our many drives to the Bronx to pick up feed for the chickens, which is a real pain to do if you live in Brooklyn. And it's one of those points where I realized, well, if there was somebody who could just bring the feed and bring the hay and bring the oyster shell to coops, instead of everybody having to run off and get it in these far-flung places, that would be a real great service and make it really easy for a lot of people to keep their own birds. So I'm sure that the spark of inspiration probably came while I sat in traffic on the FDR.
And what was the need that you perceived, besides just the supplies?
Well, I think the thing I realized is that a lot of people want to do this, but there's two sort of things that make it difficult, especially for people who are not DIY types, but are more sort of like amateurs who might want to do this. One thing is that it can be a little bit daunting to get going. There's some things you have to learn, and then you have to put together a coop or build your own coop or have someone sort of do that, and then you have to maybe raise the chicks yourself. You have to order different things from the mail, different places. They come at different times. And that was really a barrier for people getting into it. I thought that if there was a sort of one-stop shop that could just come in an hour or two, just set you all up, a lot more people would be able to start. And then if that same place was able to keep those coops supplied so that folks don't have to drive out to the country to get hay or drive to the stables or drive to the Bronx for feed, then it'd be a lot easier for people to keep those coops going. And so it was those ideas that I decided to build the business around.
Why Victory Chicken?
pull the name from the whole Victory Garden idea. And so Victory Gardens were something that became very popular and was promoted by the government during World War II in the 40s. And, you know, at that time, a lot of farmers had actually gone overseas to fight, and a lot of the food that was being produced was being sent overseas. And then also a lot of the people who would engage in the logistics of transporting food were also engaged in the war effort. And so the government decided that it would be important for people to raise their own food and encourage citizens all over the country to start Victory Gardens, where they would basically raise food on their property or where they were living. And it was very successful. A lot of people did this, raising food, and in some places also not just vegetables, but livestock and poultry. So hearkening back to those ideas, the idea of being local, being self-sufficient, being connected to the food you're producing, and the idea that this is actually kind of a patriotic thing to
show. Sure.
So Victory Chicken is both a product and services kind of business. We sell coops and we sell chickens, but we also sell a subscription service where we come and deliver supplies and help maintain coops and chickens. We have one standard sort of off-the-shelf package for customers, which is called the Rosie package. I mean, it's really designed for a fairly small household of maybe like four or five people, maybe parents with kids or maybe three or four roommates, something like that. And so that Rosie package comes with a Rosie coop, which is a coop for three birds, and then it includes a coop and a run. And the package has the coop, and then it comes with the three birds, comes with 2 months of supplies, and it comes with a quick, like, 30-minute or so training. And so we basically come out in an hour and a half, we set up your coop, we slot in your birds, we set up all the supplies, and we let you know how to take care of your now your new backyard flock. That's our standard Rosie package. And then we have a standard subscription service where we come out every other month and we bring you feed, we bring you oyster shell, hay, and wood chips or pine shavings. Or if you already have your own coop, you can still sign up with us to get the deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, for some people who don't realize how easy it is, it can seem daunting. They might be concerned that it'll be too much work or whatever. And so we actually decided to come up with basically a rent-to-own option where people can take the coop and take the birds and try it out for a while. And if it's not for them, we'll take it back. So you can either buy or you can rent-to-own. We're pretty confident that once people start with the coop and take the rent-to-own, they're going to decide they want to go all the way to ownership.
But, you know, I think for some people, maybe they'll look at the sticker price and ask the fair question of, why is this worth it? What's the value that we get back?
Yeah, and that is a fair question. I guess the first thing that I realize is, if you're a do-it-yourself person and you have the time and skills and inclination to build your own coop and go and figure out how to do this all on your own, then you can probably set up something similar to what we provide people for a few hundred dollars cheaper. The whole purpose of this is to make it really easy for people who really have wanted to do this but just don't have the time.
Yeah, so maybe they got a high-powered New York City type A job and they have the cash, and then they're going to get the mental benefits and the relaxation of having chickens in the backyard when they finally get home from work.
Chickens do different things for different people. I can certainly say what I get out of it. People will always list the eggs, and the eggs are delicious and they are unlike any other eggs that you'll get. But what I think a lot of people don't expect, I didn't expect it, is that you think you're getting into it for the eggs, and then you find that your relationship to the birds is often much more a pet relationship, because they really do make great pets. They're a lot of fun. It's just a strangely relaxing thing to have chickens running around and to hear what little noise they make, to see them doing their chicken stuff, to see them living a very different life from the rest of us residents of New York City. It's a real perspective that I've always found really, really satisfying and relaxing. I have a 1.5-year-old boy, and he loves him. He's learning to speak right now, and one of his first words was actually chicken.
Chicken.
And in the morning, one of the first things he does is waves hello to the chickens out the window. Now, one of the things that we're working on now is he now calls all animals chickens. So he calls that cat a chicken, all squirrels chickens. So I figure if he's got to learn one animal word, that's a good one for him to know, but now we're going to have to diversify.
So just remind folks, Noah, how they can learn more about Victory Chicken and contact you.
Sure. Probably the easiest way to learn about us is to visit our website, which is www.victorychickenco.com. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Vic Chicken. You can always just give us a call at 347 803-0777.
Thanks for talking with me today. I had a really good time with it.
Great. Thanks a lot for coming out. I had a lot of fun, too.